Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jesus Christ International Ministries. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Happy to have you and you wherever you might be at this time. We thank God for you and go to our website. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. We're always continue to listen to this broadcast again. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio. Wednesday night and Sunday morning. Call fan and tell fan. The doctor and speech is on the air as well as on Facebook. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, what you're going to do. And Lord, we ask you to bless the listeners and hearers wherever they might be. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And thank you again for being with us and praising God for our everyday walk with Him. Our everyday walk with Him. Knowing that He is able to do everything but fail. Amen. Thanking God that you are trusting in God, in God, because He is our source. He is our encouragement. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, God blesses us and directs us. Remember, after you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, you find out, amen, that Jesus said that He wants us all to remain here. He wants us to all remain here. He's going to prepare a place for us. And when He go to prepare a place for us, He's coming back. He's coming back. So since we're here, amen, and God has blessed us and given us a free slate of whatever we have done against Him, amen, or others, He's forgiven us of our sins and our trespasses and our transgressions. Amen. Through His Son, Jesus Christ. Through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And through His Son, Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of sin. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, we have forgiveness. Amen. God has forgiven us of everything that we knew, amen, or thought of, or reminded ourselves of. Amen. Because we was born into this world. Amen. This world of sin. And we really didn't know what our problem was. We really didn't know what the condition was and the situation was until we heard about Jesus Christ, until we know John 3:16, that He forgiven us for all our sin, He forgiven us for all our transgressions. Amen. And that finally, we decided to trust Him. We decided to, amen, put our hope, our life, our confidence, amen, into the message that He died for everything and is a free gift to us if we just accept His way and accept His direction, amen, and live that way as much as possible, as much as possible, amen. And through living much as possible, amen, we was baptized in water, amen, following Jesus' instructions, following His instructions, amen, that the church have, He has set out through His apostles. Amen. And that gave us some kind of confidence that we have done all He asked for us to do as believers. Amen. The next step, the part of your salvation, amen, and part of your redemption, when Jesus come back out of our body, amen, He reborn us, He gave us a new conscience, a new mind, amen. They call that grace. Amen. And, but now we have to walk this world, this contaminated world. This world is contaminated, and you know you were once part of the world. Amen. Those that is coming into Christ, you know you was a part of that system. And after you find out through testimonies and through gifts, amen, and watching others, Christian members, amen, you find that that is a freer way. Amen, an easier way, amen, through the teaching, and the encouragement of Jesus Christ. So we accept that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. We accept that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and we're finding, amen, what we're dealing with, amen, that we have to look at another ethics. We have to be a part of another what's morally right, what the Bible says, and what the world has said, amen, what you have been living in for years. And this is what Paul has said, that we have to come out from among them, amen, come out from among them, amen, come out from among, and we knew your mind, we knew your thinking, we knew your thought patterns from what you had known prior to Jesus Christ teaching. Amen. And once you have known, amen, through Jesus Christ, amen, and now you're coming more and more knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, you know, you realize, amen, that old system was a losing system. You find out that way that you was a part of, amen, there was a lot of pain in it. There was a lot of pain in it. A lot of weight on it, amen, was thrown on you. Amen. You were your, because you had learned, you was born into, amen, that you was a God. That you was a God. That everything you did and said, walk, talk, amen, you can make things happen. You can make things happen, amen, on your own resources. Amen. Through lying, cheating, backbiting, amen. All those things you use in your system. You use as your tools. But now, since you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. Paul, one of Paul's apostles, amen, he quoted, said, we got to renew our mind. We have to lay aside every weight. Amen. The sin so easily beset us. Amen. And you find him, like Paul said in Romans, the 7th chapter, Paul said he found out, amen, when he was born again, amen, and we've been converted and filled with the Spirit of God, that he thought the battle was over. He thought this, all of this transgression and worldly life is now is fighting against him. For a while, he didn't realize, amen, as long as he was with the crowd, in the crowd, and of the crowd, and bottom of the crowd, amen, it was no motivation to get out of it because he was going one way. But after he accepted God as the Lord and Savior, amen, and the Spirit of God, amen, renewed his mind through the Spirit of God, amen, and gave him a new spirit, new heart. All of a sudden his mind began to, amen, turn a little bit towards the, I can say if he's a father of the dark side. Amen. Amen. And what we're finding out, the ethics of a Christian, what is morally right, we can't use that no more of the world ethics. Biblical ethics, biblical rules and regulations and commandments of God and Jesus' teaching, amen, it's different. It's different. One of the subjects we're discussing, amen, at this time is gambling. It's gambling. Amen. Gambling, one of the biggest institutions, amen, in industry in America and in the world. Amen. You know for yourself, when you come out of it, amen. And it is a psychologist said from the Introduction to Psychology and Counseling says, it's an impulse disorder, pathological gambling, an impulse, like kleptomania stealing, amen, it's stealing, kleptomaniacs, amen, it's stealing. An impulse, amen, is a drive, amen, it's a drive towards compelling force that's driving a person to do something at a certain time. It's driving. Amen. But it's a force that drives. Amen. And you know what compels a Christian? Amen. And what was compelling the world? We know there's spirits. Amen. They're dealing with a person. It comes and goes. Once you open up your mind and your mind to it, anger will come to you. Amen. And after a while, they leave. Amen. Jealousy will come and leave. And it's a spirit. Paul said, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. So this compelling impulse is come from Satan. And you don't learn that until you come into Christ. You don't learn that until you begin to study the Bible. When you begin to study the Bible, you realize, amen, what was compelling you and what's driving you, amen, was not of, amen, of God. That God did not give us that kind of spirit. God did not give us that kind of thinking. Amen. You learned that. Amen. So what we're finding, amen, gambling is one of the biggest industries in the United States and the world. If there's over $3 billion, $3 billion worth of legal gambling. Legal gambling. Amen. At this stage and time, amen, there's over $3 trillion. Estimated now, amen, in this age and this time, there's probably more than that in estimation, amen, trillion of illegal, amen, of gambling. And Jesus said this is a time of situation, amen. People losing jobs and losing their homes, and they're going through stressful times, amen. And what's happening, amen, those of you that never gambled before, those of you, amen, now you know the enemy used temptation. Many of you have worked on jobs. I have worked on jobs where, amen, everybody put a dollar in. Amen. 8 or 9 people put a dollar in. Amen. And they said, well, now, you know, go ahead and put your dollar in. We won't tell nobody. We won't tell nobody that you put your dollar in. And the proceeds and everything, you don't have to worry about it because, you know, it's against your religion. It's against what you believe in. Amen. So why you don't believe in it? Because, amen, because it's not a Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, when God was getting a deal with Judah, amen, about sins and punishment, the Lord, Jeremiah 17, he said, curses the man who trusts in man and make flesh his arms. Make flesh his strength, who heart depart from the Lord. Amen. He shall be like a little scrub in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but he shall inherit the parched places of the wilderness. Amen. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and who hopes the Lord, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Psalms 1. Amen. Say by the rivers of water. And he said, planted by the waters, which spreaded out his roots by the river, and will not fear when he, amen. You can go on and read it. Amen. But, amen, the 8th verse is, the heart is deceitful above all things. It's sparingly wicked. Who knows? God knows. So God give a person, if an unsaved man, amen, he works at something, amen, and God been dealing with it, and the child of God been working and working at it, and the Lord said, no, that's not good for you, amen, but you won't stop, amen, then God give you, amen, what you've been hatching out, and you find out, amen, that it's harmful. But thank God, the Holy Spirit, he's always warning you. There are some scriptures in the Bible we want to get to, amen, pertaining to gambling. Many says that, amen, that it's not biblical. You don't see a word that says Bible, gambling in the Bible, amen. But there are some that scriptures, amen, and it's more than that because the Bible does speak of it. You find those that say they're very biblical, astute, amen, with the word of God, and they know scriptures, amen, and that gambling is not really spelled out. Gambling is not really spelled out in the Bible. Well, there's some things that are not spelled out in the Bible, like rape, amen, abuse, spouse abuse, amen, they're not really spelled out in the Bible, but it's in the Bible. Amen. You know, it's abusive. Amen. and you'll find, amen, quick money, everything quick, amen. You'll find that they are found all over the world. Lottery is one. The world is full of lottery. Amen. Gambling deals with something for nothing. You can get something for nothing. Amen. You want to take something for nothing. It's greed, the love of money, greed, and the commandments of God. Amen. It breaks three or four of the Ten Commandments of God. One is covetousness. Amen. Covetousness is greed. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house or anything of thy neighbor. In Exodus 20 and 17. And we find it in 1 Timothy 6 and 10. Gambling is a form of stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Amen. You know, Jesus gave the parable concerning, and we give you one more about gambling, is a form of idolatry, the first commandment. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. Amen. When Jesus told the parable, amen, concerning the ruler that gave the talents. Now, I ran into this, and many times, thank God that you can pray. The Lord will give you an answer. But how the enemy steals, amen, God works through knowledge. Ecclesiastes 7, 11, and 12, he said, amen. Knowledge is power, and money is power. Amen. And you find many people going to business or going to certain type of government procedures or certain location where they want to get knowledge. Amen. About how to help themselves and help others. Amen. And gambling is one part, amen, to get something, amen, to help yourself. And many times just greed to get more. Jesus told a parable. He gave 5 talents, 1, 2, and 1, 3. Amen. 5 talents, 5, 3, and 1. Amen. And he used that, and he said, 1 took 5. Amen. And he went to the exchangers. And you know, I began to study that because many years ago, in the late 70s and the early 80s, amen, studied in marketing management, amen, and in the class, we was talking about just different things, and praying and asked God, so, well, you know, amen, you want me to do the work, and I need some help. Amen. The Lord gave me what I was studying. God deals with what you know. He doesn't put you in an area of fatigues or area in expertise or area of talent that you don't know. If he tell you something, then you should research it. Research it out to get more knowledge. Amen. Because knowledge is power. And you better be mindful of the circle of people that you're working with or that you're dependent on but not trusting in. Dependent on, amen, that they have the same knowledge that you have. A lot of them offer 2 or 3 witnesses. God said, let my word be established. Amen. So the Lord told me way back in the 80s, amen, buy gold. He said, buy gold. Amen. At the time that gold was going up, sugar was going up on the market, amen, and coffee was going up. Amen. So at the time I was working with 3 retired sailors, we was all working with all this service. Amen. We can get along together, that no problem. But after they found, you know, this find I was getting involved in Christ, evangelists, moving around, it was nothing for me. One of us would go out, buy lunch, amen, or bring a package back. And he started telling me, he said, well, you know, bring me some beer, bring me some cigarettes. Amen. Then one day the Holy Spirit stopped me. He said, no. No. And he was dealing with Romans 6. But as a young in Christ, didn't really know that to the scripture, but I know the voice of God. I know the voice of God. It speaks so heavily inside of you. It blanks out everything else. Amen. I know the voice of God. Amen. At this time, you have to know the voice of God. The Spirit of God speaks to you. Amen. He counsels out all your thoughts and your movement. And when he say, when he give you a great impulse of driving forth in you, amen, and you know it's of God because you know that's his voice. You know that his voice. Amen. So we find it here, and I came back from the store, market, and my friend said, well, you know, we become friends even though it was only a shop. You become friends and say, well, you know what? What is this? What is this? I said, no, I can't do that. Well, you're not drinking it. You're not smoking it. I said, yes, but I'm using my hand. I'm using my instrument to support your habit. Amen. Support your habit. And we used to talk about marketing and different things because I was studying it. Amen. In class tonight, he said, well, listen, you know, we talk about marketing. I said, why don't you buy some silver? Why don't you buy this analyzing? And I said, well, no, that's gambling. That's gambling. So I said, let me go out and myself and research some biblical scholars and well-known experienced men and women. Amen. Oh, that's gambling. Christians shouldn't gamble. And when I begin to go back to the Word of God, that's why Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. You're proving yourself. Amen. You study. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit put it together. But the Holy Spirit is he's your counselor. Amen. He's your comforter. Amen. He's your teacher. Amen. He gives you the confirmation. Amen. God has given you. Amen. So we begin to study and look at it and find out. And when Jesus was talking about the parable, he said, you should have put my, he told the one with the one parable, amen, so he buried it. And God, well, I know he was a hard man. And the Lord said, you wicked man, depart from me. And he was casting in hell. That's why hell is about disobedience. Hell is about those that don't want to follow God's instruction. Amen. So you can get out of your finance condition, even though it's pressurized, amen, and oppressive, amen, by the spirit of the devil, the Antichrist, amen. He's saying that, listen, you should have put my money into the exchanges. And I looked it up, exchanges, amen, the banks and the markets. Amen. Because you're gambling, you're trying to get something from somebody for nothing. You want something for nothing. You want it so quick. You want it right now. Amen. But Proverbs, let's read what the Bible says on gambling. Amen. A lot. There was some lot cast. Amen. During the Bible time. Amen. There was some lot cast. And Joshua, amen, he himself, amen, cast lot, amen, as well as the apostles to get a decision made, to get a decision made, amen. Joshua did it, amen, as well as the apostles did it when they had the decision to replace Judas. But Lot, the word Lots, amen, L-O-T, amen, the Bible description of, amen, it is a decision made. Proverbs, let's get Proverbs. Amen. Those that have your Bible, Proverbs, amen. Well, see what God says about this. Proverbs, the 13th chapter. Amen. You find at the 11th verse, 13th chapter and the 11th verse, say, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Amen. The Amplified Version and many more discuss, amen, that when wealth is gotten, in a hurried way, in other words, I'm improvising now, that if you got in a hurried, quick way, amen, dishonestly, amen, slowly after a while, it's going to diminish. But if you got wealth, amen, if you get it through labor, the way God told you in the beginning of Adam and Eve, by the sweat of your brow, get it little by little, amen, it will grow. It will grow. Amen. Scriptures concerning Lot, amen, is cast into Proverbs. It is cast, amen, Proverbs 13 and 11, amen. Wealth is guiding, amen, but who gathers by labor will increase. As you begin to get things and move around, amen, and save and plan, and Christians should be a dynamic way of saving. God had warned many slowly by saving. Amen. It slowly builds up like little ants. You get like hourglass. It builds and builds and builds. Amen. Next thing you know, enormously, it had gained and you understand the game. Now, if God is blessing you and telling you, amen, now is the time for those that have been giving and wanting God to bless them and asking God to press down and shake, God, give me this. Now it's time for you to give. There's the widow, those that are out of jobs, those that doesn't have, but God has blessed you tremendously. He doesn't want you to step back on it. Amen. We have to do good. Amen. Jesus Christ, Acts 10:38. And then God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and the power. Amen. And he was healing all those that are oppressed of the devil. Amen. The enemy is oppressing those today. Amen. Doesn't matter who comes through the food line, saved or unsaved, atheist, whatever their lifestyle is. Amen. We've got to do good. Amen. God always warned the apostles, his son, Jesus Christ, amen, to do good. Amen. Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, amen, he gave to the poor. Amen. He prayed daily. Amen. He gave alms. And God sent an angel and directed him and more fully about continued power in salvation. Walking upright is a part of the next power. Righteousness is power. Amen. God protect those that walk upright. Amen. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Living right means something to God. It's power from the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost can lead and help you. Amen. Many say many things about the Holy Ghost. Amen. But the Holy Spirit of God, the power of the Spirit of God, amen. Everybody wants the authority. Everybody wants power. Everybody wants to be worshipped. But that's the wrong type. Amen. That's why the enemy tried to counterfeit what God does and the Christian does. Amen. He knows. Amen. The Antichrist knows. Amen. We are moving in this time. Amen. So he want to take away from what God is giving you. He wants you to put it back out there. And he wants you to gamble. Amen. Many of us at some point in your life have wanted to increase your wealth to help, not only help yourself, but your family, your friends. Amen. In the community. Amen. I know I used to gamble. Amen. I lost many things and bad counsels coming out of savings up a lot, out of the service and things. I met many a good friend and classmates and went through, had a lot of degrees. I met all kinds of steps of people, education and background. Amen. Some that use it just for relaxation. And some that, when I met, amen, they were all of the years of college, amen, they still wanted to raise. They followed the dogs. They followed the highlight. They followed the books. Amen. I had dream books. Amen. People used to read my poems. Amen. We used to get spider webs and still broke. Because the system that the enemy has that you can't win. Because you know if you win, you'll get out of his trap. Amen. So if you trust in God, amen, and God will show you his way, amen, how to maneuver around the enemy's trap. Gambling is a part of the web. Amen. People have given their life, their family, their home. We had some manners to meet, amen, the finance companies to send them a check once a year. Amen. Somehow they win, but they never win enough. Amen. So they have to work off, take the other half of the year, pay back the loan that they sent them. Then they turn around and say, when the season comes in of gambling, amen, they sent them another check. Amen. One night we were sitting there and, you know, and a game called Highlight. Some of y'all don't know about Highlight. Man was sitting there, hand up his ticket. He said, you know, the dog's trying to take my house. And now this guy's game trying to take my heart, my mind. And we all looked at each other. He was going too far. He was going too far. He was trusting in this system. He had a good job, amen, but he was putting out more, trying to get greed. Amen. That's what the enemy do. A little leaven. Paul said, leaven the whole lump. Amen. When you begin to trust in the world, amen, you find out it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. Romans 6 says, you don't, when you be baptized in water and in Jesus Christ and believing in Jesus Christ, you're no more labor. You're no more under that ethics of the world. You no more have to do what the world says to be accepted. Amen. You're following Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You follow him. Amen. There are many that false prophets come in and false teachers come in and make things that they say almost like gambling. Amen. It's almost like, you know, you do this and do that. Amen. And they put using God's name out there. Amen. But the Bible says, amen, in Matthew's, it says, seek ye kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added. Amen. God said he'll meet you. Amen. He'll give you your needs. Amen. So we learn, amen, put God out there ahead of you. Put God out there ahead of you. Amen. Don't put your life on the line, amen, hoping and wishing in other people. Put it in God, and let God be the one. And don't send messages. But you know ungodly, unrighteous men and women. Amen. Don't let them take a message. And the Lord gave you a message to tell someone, to witness to someone. Amen. It's come so strong in your mind and your conscience that you need to talk with someone. Don't let the wicked, amen, take a message from the righteous, because it takes your legs off your prayer. Proverbs. Amen. Don't do that. Amen. I experienced that. Amen. Begin to, the Lord put on my heart and mind to go talk to someone. I couldn't reach him by phone and different things. So I called someone I thought would be very truthful, amen, and honest about business and do just and so. And I called back another 2 or 3 days and found out they forgot about all what I had said. Amen. And I realized that you can't value God's word through unrighteous, unsaved people, regardless how business-minded, amen, and how thorough they might be. The enemy can part of an evangelistic team, amen, one call me, amen. Because the first part of it, all part of Christianity, is the first part is evangelize. Get the experience. That's why Jesus said, I want you to be a witness. You know what a witness is? You know a witness, you come to court, is the one that I witnessed, the person that was there, they have evidence, they can give a testimony about this person, of that what happened. That's what a witness. And God said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me, Acts 1:8, amen, Samaria and all other parts of the world. The Holy Spirit helped you to live a life showing that God is in your life, and you are a living witness. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He gives you a living witness. And we, and from time to time, we're learning, amen, the walk and the ways of this new ethics that God is getting out of our life. This new what's right and what's wrong. Amen. So we talked with the team. He gave me a call. Amen. He said, you know what? I want you to pray with me because it's heavy on my heart. Amen. I went to a man's house. Amen. I had to go there. It was on me. So I went to the man's house, a wonderful, updated man in the community, a teacher, amen, high standing, whatever. We talked, we knew each other. And he felt, amen, he wanted me to come back tomorrow. He felt a little tired, and he needed to do what he had to do and go sit down, but he didn't want to rush each other. So I said, okay then, all right. And I went and tried to come back the next day. I came back, and the wife said, I'm sorry, he passed us late that night when you left. And he's worried. He's burdened. Amen. And his feeling and emotion was said, let this man rest. All right? It's okay. Let him rest. Don't you know obedience is better than anything? And you have to do what God tells you to do regardless. You know you're not hurting anybody. You represent God. But you can save people's lives. Amen. People are gambling. They know you should do that. We should trust in God and let God show us how he wants to help you. Amen. Time and precious like these. Amen. Don't give up. Don't be impulsive that one day is not the whole thing. Look at the whole year. Amen. Things are going to get better. That's what faith. Faith says hope, you're going to get better. Amen. I went to the islands on a mission. Amen. The place, me and the team, we got there. Amen. We stayed with a widow every year. Amen. This year, they wanted me to go down and talk to this friend of hers, young lady, been sick for years. We finally got around, amen, to go down and talk with the young lady. He said, God had told me, he'd given me a vision. Don't take much. It doesn't take much when God deals with a person on their heart and their conscience. Doesn't take much, and they run it right into the subject of what's on their heart and mind. And she said, the Lord had told me to go down and talk to this young man. Every morning I see him, and the house was sitting up on like a hill, like she looked down. And, you know, in those countries, amen, those big government buses almost take up those small yellow, those small roads in those countries. Amen. You hear them big buses coming down the mountain and the hills, amen. And she was sitting out there on a porch with the wind blowing and viewing the people. And this young man used to come out every morning on his bicycle and cut right across that bridge. Look like he's just not looking. And God told her, go down there and tell that young man to be careful how he crossed that bridge. Be careful. So she went down there one morning and saw the young man. She waved and talked with him, and he kept on going. She did not tell the young boy, rather, to be careful when you cross this bridge. Amen. And one morning, nevertheless, amen, sitting out there, and the young boy came down like he normally do, and that big bus come flying down the mountain, amen, and crushed it. She's been sick ever since. And every time we go through it, we pray, getting better and better. Amen. But disobedience can save people's lives. If you know someone gambling, the saints are buying lottery, many pastors, when we go to meetings, we sit around and talk about how we can help better counsel our people. Amen. It doesn't matter, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Baptist, whatever, there's pastor meetings all over. Amen. Pastors just come in because we have the burden of the family, burden of people's lives. And not a, to some, there's an entertainment. But the one real one know when the blood is on their hands, they have to tell them, amen, how to walk this walk. Amen. As long as they understand what God is instructing them, when you pray for people constantly pray for a person, amen, God put them on your conscience. Praying pastors have people on their conscience. And he knows. Amen. He don't get up and just tell them all their business all the time. No. Now, you have to teach people out of this situation. Amen. He knows. Amen. They have to understand. Amen. That buying lottery tickets, amen, is not godly. Not trusted in God. Yes, in these times, the church is going to be pressured. We're in the time of the Antichrist. This electronic age, amen, and the enemy coming to oppress the economy, amen, using ungodly men and women, amen, and the saints of God got to be able to be very astute to listen to the Spirit of God, amen. Don't go back to the old ethics of the world, gambling and stealing, backbiting, amen, trying to take what people have. There'll be some be trying to come at you because you know what you have something they want. They want to control it. They want to be over it, but they don't want to work to get it. You said by the oil in the vessel. It's getting close to that time. Amen. You have to learn how to say no and don't look at people's feelings. Amen. Because when you say no, you don't know how you're going to help them to understand that, listen, go back to God now. God trying to get your attention now. God is trying to get your attention. It's time not to be involved in ethics of the world. It's time to be in God teaching. Gambling is wrong. It's wrong. You defy God's commandments. You're not trusting in God. Study out why tithes and offerings is asked. Study out why giving is a giving system. When God bless you to get it, then he wants you to help give it. Because he worked through people. Amen. God worked through his people, those he can trust to handle money. Money don't handle them, they handle money. Job said he know where he got his money from. Amen. Those that love money, they love it. They gamble, they steal. They steal, they lie. Amen. They covet it. Amen. They're proud. That's the wrong spirit. Don't let that spirit get into your body. Don't let the enemy come in. Amen. Be God, Holy Spirit, show you about your weakness. Amen. Ask God to help you. Paul said he stayed in control of his body. He's not talking about his diet. He's talking about his spirit and emotions. Amen. Get rid of those emotions. Gambling is not a part of the crowd. It's not a part of, amen, of what people say. It's not a part of what you think. Amen. Gambling is wrong. Don't let nobody put you, oh, give this and God will give back to you. Oh, the Holy Spirit said that don't sound right. You have a church home. You pay your tithes and offerings, support your church. Amen. We're in a time now you have to take care of your own family, your own home. Amen. Be careful how you spread yourself that you can't survive. Amen. In this world system. God, amen, will bless you. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we ask you to bless your people. Send out your word of deliverance, oh God. Touch and deliver. In Romans 6, touch and deliver, oh God. Touch and deliver. Amen. Deliver, oh God, from this unethical world. You just say, save yourself. Amen. Save yourself. Amen. Trust in God. Trust in God. Amen. He'll bless you. He'll take care of you. But you got to trust him. If you don't trust him, amen, you're going to find yourself heartbreak, heartache. Don't run after no mirage. You can be rich overnight. What you going to do? Do you have a savings account? Do you have a bank account? Do you invest? You know how to do it. Know what the Bible says. You take money, money takes wings and fly. You don't use it. God is an investor. God is an investor. That's why he said, I want you to be fruitful and multiply. God doesn't want you to stay home and hide out. Amen. You're a Christian. You don't want to talk to nobody. It's your family, your friends. God wants to go into the whole world. That's why he gives us power. You got power. You can rub up against everybody. And all you know what? You can trust me. I'm not going to gamble. Just trust me. And we bless you. Until next time. This is cool. Trust in God. Trust in God. Go to our website. www.bciministries.org. Until next time, we're going through the God taking us over. Trust in God. Bless you.